we're going to talk a little bit about plumbing. The Cleveland plumbing industry has something going on. And Doreen Cannon, who's president of Local 55 and also a training instructor, joins us. Good morning, Doreen.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are taking place with a contest, I guess. So what kind of a plumber's contest could there be?
Correct. We are really excited to be hosting this year's Ohio United Association Apprenticeship Contest, and this is the first time that it'll be in Cleveland since 2007. This contest consists of apprentices from across the state of Ohio in the categories of plumbers, sprinkler fitters, pipe fitters, welders, and service techs will come and compete in their field to hopefully move on to the district contest and then on to the national contest.
Doreen, typically, how long is one an apprentice, and then what comes after that?
For the plumbers and pipe fitters, the apprenticeship is a five-year program. And an apprenticeship is a program that consists of a combination of classroom training and on the job training. Then after they complete their schooling, their on the job hours, and the certifications and qualifications they need to achieve, they become a journeyman plumber or pipe fitter.
Let's get back to this competition. I'm curious, where does it take place and what does the setup look like for something like this?
They each of the categories compete in different kind of skill sets. There'll be anything from soldering and brazing to a written test to a layout. They'll also do welding will take place. And this is going to be taking place at the Cleveland Plumbing Industry Training Center and also at Plumbers or Pipe Fitters Local 120. We are both hosting the event. And it'll be taking place on April 19th, 20th, and 21st.
What are some of the differences, I guess, between those types of career, a plumber, a sprinkler fitter, pipe fitter? What are similarities or differences between that?
The differences between a plumber and a pipe fitter is the plumber will install any kind of system, water, that for human consumption. And then we also do all the removal of the water from a building. The pipe fitters deal with more of the high pressure or high temperature lines, your fire suppression systems, steam systems, industrial, things like that.
Doreen, sometimes we have people in studio on the phone, they talk about their given field and maybe there are more job opportunities than workers available or sometimes the other way around. Where do things stand in this industry?
There is definitely a need for more skilled trades. We are now experiencing a large amount of retiring workforce because we're hitting the baby boomer era. So we definitely need newer, younger individuals ready to tackle this as a career.
When a consumer is looking for a plumber, for example, how do you know which way to go?
There's a great website. Cleveland Plumbing Industry has a website, and you can put in what are you looking for, what type of job do you need done, and it will bring up licensed, registered contractors in the area that can take on that job.
We're talking this morning to Doreen Cannon, president of Local 55, also a training instructor involved in the apprenticeship contest that's going on in Cleveland April 19th through the 21st. Who is coming to compete against our Clevelanders?
Well, there'll be 46 apprentices, usually the highly skilled, probably top of their apprenticeship class, that will be coming to the state to compete in all the different categories. So 46 in total.
And what is the award or what happens with the recognition? Why do this?
Well, there's nothing better than being recognized as the best or highly skilled apprentice in your local. It's a personal satisfaction, and there's awards. And then the biggest achievement would be to move on to a regional. There's five regions across the United States where they would compete next, each of those probably about 11 states. And then on from that, the winners of each of those categories will move on to a national competition, which is really, I mean, think about being the top 30 in the country out of thousands and thousands of apprentices.
In this competition, obviously quality is an issue. What about time? Are they on the clock?
Yes. Each task that they have to do, each project they have to complete will have a time limit on it.
And where are we in terms of men and or women?
I do not know the exact breakdown of the apprentices coming to the competition. In the trades in general, women still make up a small percent, less than 3% in the skilled trades.
And again, this is coming up on April 19th through the 21st. How has Cleveland shown in the past? What have we done in the past as far as this competition?
We've made it to the regionals quite a few times. I think it's been a while since we... No, actually, one of the Pipefitters, two of the Pipefitters made it to the national level last year.
Now, is the jobs for those everywhere? Or is there certain states that Pipefitters and a lot of that other industry is more needed? Where do you see that at this point?
Well, it's all across the country. We do have local training centers in every state across the country. Obviously, certain areas, at times are more building up faster than other areas. For a long time, Las Vegas was the place to be with a lot of work. Obviously, in Cleveland, with the convention coming up, we've had a lot of work going on in Cleveland.
And is there new technology that gets into this industry? Because the plumbing type of industry seems to be, once we started trying to bring water from this place to that, we kind of settled on something. But what has technology done to advance your occupations?
Oh, quite a bit. I mean, years ago, everything was heavy cast iron pipe. Now we have PVC, a plastic type pipe that we use to put in for waste and vents. Also, when you talk about water lines, a lot of them have gone to a PEX or a CPVC, a plastic water line, rather than copper because of the cost of copper.
Right.
So things change all the time.
Well, we hear the story about lead and the lead pipes and the issues that that caused from the past that we didn't know at that time. But so that's obviously changed too.
Correct.
Now I'm looking at some of these projects, and I see solder blazing. I can kind of screwing pipe. There's something called knots and transit. Can you explain what that means?
Well, all of the skilled trades need to be able to tie the correct knot for rigging or moving their equipment. A lot of times the equipment has to be brought up to a high point by crane in the building. So they learn how to tie the correct knot for safety. Transit would be where you have to shoot grade outside to decide how low does your pipe have to be, how low in the ground do we need to be to hit our levels towards the sewer system.
That's the part I never understood. I watch them every time they build the houses, and you got to make sure that you have the water running away from the house, getting out to the street. But it's such a very subtle grading, but obviously there's quality and there's techniques to that.
Correct, because everything that leaves your house runs strictly on a gravity system all the way down to the water treatment plant.
Absolutely. So they have a lot of science and things they have to learn besides just how to make things fit together, that's for sure.
That's correct. That's why this is really a great achievement for these individuals to get to come to this, to be representing as the best of the best.
Our guest today has been Doreen Cannon, president of Local 55 and the training instructor. Again, the Ohio United Association Apprenticeship Contest going on in Cleveland, April 19th through the 21st. Thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it, Doreen.
Thank you.
Thanks.